This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
39 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Well, our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day did have a safety in it. Which position would you like to see the Broncos draft at number 9? Inside linebacker, quarterback, or safety? Well, every single day, almost, it seems like a position of need gets eliminated. And another one just did, because Kareem Jackson signing back with the Denver Broncos. Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos joining us now. Zach, we were off for a few days with March Madness, and the Broncos are like a completely different team since Thursday.
Yes, they are, Brady. The Broncos are having a little March Madness of their own. When the tournament got rolling on Saturday, George Payton goes out, signs all-pro cornerback Kyle Fuller. Then today goes and adds all-pro safety Kareem Jackson. And the incredible thing is, one of these guys potentially could have got $14.5 million combined, or just themselves on the open market. Wouldn't have been surprised to see Kyle Fuller go get that. But instead, George Payton gets both of these guys back for $14.5 million, both on one-year deals, but only going to cost the team $14.5 million. In fact, Brady, just Kareem Jackson, if the Broncos would have picked up his contract option last week and kept him on the team on his original deal, his cap hit would have been $13 million. Now you get both of these guys for $14.5 million.
All right, Zach, we're getting a lot of listeners texting in about the one-year deals. You're seeing this throughout the NFL, but that's because the salary cap's going to be moving around after this season, correct?
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of veterans, especially guys that want to still cash in one more time, don't want to take a discount for multiple years now. So that's why you're seeing Kareem coming back for five million. Why you're seeing Kyle Fuller only sign for $9.5 million? It's because of these. It's more prove it years, when instead of getting a long term deal this offseason, which you would typically see from a veteran, because of the COVID and the salary cap going down, it's because of that.
Interesting. All right, so Kareem Jackson. Zach, I got to be honest. When they didn't pick up the option, I thought Kareem was gone. Actually, I was arguing on Twitter and social media about the fact, no, he's not coming back. This is over, because they're going to try to go elsewhere with this money. But the way George Payton has done everything, it made it a little bit easier. Was this ever in doubt, or was this kind of like a Shelby Harris situation from last year?
It was exactly that. It was a Shelby Harris situation from last year. And it wasn't. It was in doubt. Now, the Broncos always kept that line of communication open, but said, you can go test the market. They tried to negotiate with Kareem before they declined his option and tried to get a restructure back, but Kareem didn't want to take a discount. So the Broncos said, you know what, Kareem, we really like you, but why don't you go see what the market is like for yourself? Just like Shelby Harris last year, he found out the market wasn't as lucrative. He knows Vic Fangio's system. He's probably going to have the most success for a one-year deal in Vic Fangio's system, now getting to play next to Justin Simmons again, and now have a Pro Bowl cornerback with him to pair with Bryce Callahan and Ronald Darby. This is something where all of these guys can look really good this year. And then Kareem, that'll only help him and his value for after this season.
All right, so I'm looking at this depth chart now. You locked up your safeties. We can talk about the long-term deal with Justin Simmons, but you got at least Kareem for the next year. You locked up your safeties. You got to love your corners. And honestly, well, Ronald Darby, Kyle Fuller, Bryce Callahan, all top-tier guys. And Michael Ojemudia was a rookie last year, made strides. So we're calling it a four quad instead of a trio, I think. Four quad? I like that.
Exactly.
You got Vaughn back for the year. Bradley Chubb. On paper, everything looks pretty damn good. Shelby Harris there, inside linebacker. Does that now become the number 9 pick for the Broncos?
It could, but the Broncos could also still address inside linebacker during free agency. They still have $27 million in cap space with the way they did Justin's deal, with the way they did Darby's deal, and the way they did Shelby's deal. They did not eat up a lot of cap space this year. Now, I do expect them to roll over some of their $27 million in cap into next year to help with those bigger cap hits that hit next year. But if they want, they could still go get a potential Eric Wilson. He's a linebacker who was with the Vikings last year. He's still available. Could be a coverage linebacker to help you there. And then really you have zero holes on the defensive side. And also I think the Broncos could roll with Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell this year at inside linebacker. That wouldn't shock me. So I think now the one that's just screaming as the number nine pick is quarterback, especially because they haven't done anything this offseason to fill that hole, whether it's a veteran, whether it's a young guy. They haven't done anything. And a guy that a lot of people were looking at was Marcus Mariota. He's re-signing and redoing his deal with the Raiders, so he's off the board now too.
Well, and the one I thought was interesting too last week, Trubisky going to Buffalo, at least for what, the short term. I mean, but that all but says, hey, no, he's going to be a backup for a year. He's just going to sit back and relax.
Yeah, and only $2.5 million. I mean, I was told that the Broncos weren't interested in him, and that really shows you that the Broncos were not interested in Mitchell Trubisky. One of the very appealing parts about Denver for one of these top-tier quarterbacks in terms of the free agent guys was that they would have an opportunity to start here. And how many other chances are they going to get to start in other places? The Bears apparently told Andy Dalton that he will be the starter there. Maybe he did not get that reassurance from the Broncos, but I also was told the Broncos weren't interested in Andy Dalton. And so that's a selling point for Denver, is you'll have a chance to play, but the Broncos have not gone out and had any interest in these quarterbacks yet.
Wow, very interesting here. So, looking at this side of it, you're not going to get Trevor Lawrence. Zach Wilson, you're going to have to climb. Probably not happening there. Justin Fields, you're going to have to do some climbing. Getting to Trey Lance, Mac Jones territory. What do you think, Zach, as far as quarterbacks go in that Fields, Lance, Jones area? Who do you think fits the Broncos offense more?
Well, I like any of these guys. Any of the top five guys fall at nine. I say you absolutely grab them. And if you really fall in love with one of them, well, then you move up and get them. But I really like all five of these guys. But the way this Broncos team is constructed right now in terms of their defense is ready to go. They don't have their defense locked up for 5 years. This defense right now is only here for 1 year. Now, will they extend some guys like a Bradley Chubb and keep some other guys here for the long term? Yes, they will. But Bryce Callahan's entering the final year of his deal. Kyle Fuller's entering the only year of his deal. Kareem Jackson's entering the only year of his deal. Von Miller is entering the final year of his deal as well. So this defense is ready to go right now. And a Trey Lance is a guy that needs a couple of years to develop and continue his transition to the NFL. Mac Jones is the most pro-ready outside of Trevor Lawrence of any of the five quarterbacks. So if you're talking about a quarterback that makes the most sense for right now, it's Mac Jones.
Wow. Interesting on that side. Now, that could be the debate too, right? You have your defense. Whether you do improve on the inside linebacker or not, it does look like a top five defense to me, just on paper, and I know we got a long way to go. Are you better off with a guy that's at least had experience in Drew Lock for, let's just talk about next year, or if you do bring in a Mac Jones, he dukes it out with Drew, wins the job, who knows, there's some growing pains there. Is there that thinking, that thought process where it's like, you know what, if we have this amazing defense, all we have to work on with Drew Lock is just don't turn the ball over, or are they ready to turn the page still, and that might start with this draft?
Yeah, they're still going to add competition for Drew. And that's the biggest thing, is just don't lose the game on offense. But Brady, we saw it too many times last year where Drew was a turnover machine. And so that's why they're going to bring in competition to push him. And really, all the competition is gone on the free agent market. Now, what the Broncos would have to do is either go to the draft. And if you want legitimate competition for Drew, it's going to have to be in the first round. Or there's still the option of trading for a quarterback. And the Broncos aren't really in a rush to do that. And other teams aren't in a rush to do that as well until the draft comes around. And so there's a couple of names out there that would make a lot of sense. And the one that makes the most sense in my mind, especially, you said it, not turning the ball over, is Gardner Minshew. This is a guy that has 37 touchdowns to 11 picks in his career. That's the type of ball control that you love to see, and that I think Vic Fangio would really be looking for. Another guy, Sam Darnold. Now, he's had issues just as much as Drew did last year with turnovers. So for me, doesn't make as much sense with a high ceiling. He's only 23 years old, you can put the pieces together to make an argument for that. And then another name that I'm hearing, not the most appealing to me, but is Nick Foles.
Wow, this has been crazy. All right, so on this whole thing, $27 million in cap space, Zach, and the Broncos defense is looking pretty good, bringing them all back here. Is George Payton this damn good, or did it all kind of set up for this year, and the real work really is going to be after the 2021 season?
Well, let's see what he does with quarterback, because if he lands a quarterback that plays well this year, then you got to give him all the credit and the praise. But, I mean, he's really doing everything he can outside of the quarterback position. And, of course, the quarterback is the most hard to find. But look what George Payton's doing. He's sticking by his word. What he told us when he took over, he's going to be aggressive but not reckless. And we've seen that play out here, Brady, with Kareem Jackson. Kareem said, no, I don't want to take a pay cut. I want to play at $13 million this year. And George said, you know what, that's a little too reckless for us. We'll let you test the free agent market, but we would like you back. Well, they bring him back for less than half of that cost just a week after deciding to let him go. And you see that with Kyle Fuller. The Broncos could have traded a draft pick to the Bears when the Bears were trying to shop him, but instead he sat back and said, that would be reckless. I want to let this guy fall to me, see if it happens well, and it did. The Broncos don't have to give up anything. They don't have to take on a big contract. They just get him for $9.5 million. So being aggressive and not reckless has been so key for George Payton. And what have we seen John Elway do over this past decade? We've seen John Elway be very aggressive, and a lot of people would say reckless, on the first day of free agency. George Payton didn't do that. He made one move the first day of free agency in terms of signing guys outside his building.
Yeah, no, he's been very patient, and at least on one side of the ball, things look pretty good. Zach, what are you working on, my man? I know it's like nonstop for you now, pretty much since the season ended. You're just never stopping. What do you got for us available at DNVR Broncos?
Just following all these moves that George Payton's making and, how it impacts. And one of the things you said was, this could be a top five defense. I think at the floor, it should be a top five defense. I think this should be, top three, if not the best defense in the NFL, because not only are we talking about all of these pieces, which includes, three All-Pros and two Pro Bowlers there. I mean, nearly half your defense is elite in terms of players, but we're also talking about Vic Fangio. He's one of the best defensive minds in the NFL, so this should be an extremely good defense this year.
Certainly giving Vic Fangio, at least on the defensive side of the ball, the best shot to find some success, save his job. Zach, always appreciate you, my man, and hey, we'll reach you back out as soon as we maybe learn something new, which could be in the next 5 minutes.
Exactly, yeah. George Payton's making it interesting for us. Thanks, Brady.
All right, my man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, one of the good ones there. Okay, so I'll take safety off of this. The Power to Play Sports poll question, go answer it at thewholeshow.com. What would you like to see the Broncos do at 9, assuming there's a quarterback there? Quarterback or inside linebacker? Micah Parsons out of Penn State might be there. The guy could be a game changer. So go vote, thewholeshow.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.